Welcome to Faithful Not Flawless. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
I'm Carrie.
And I'm Julia.
We're just so thankful that you got to join us today, and how grateful that we are to be able to join together as a Christian woman and just fellowship and have a good time with one another and just laugh at one in love, of course. In love,
of course. Oh, it's always in love. That's what she says.
Well, you know, that's what sisters do.
Uh-huh. Keeping it real.
That's right. That's right. So Julie has a great word. Mm-hmm. And definitely want her to share that with us all today. So
it just, have you ever made things complicated?
Yes, unfortunately I have.
Every day.
We do, don't we?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Like, we all really make things complicated, and it's our own doing. Mm-hmm. Truly, mm-hmm. Honestly, it's really our own doing. You know, we make all these to-do lists, and which are really above and beyond any mm-hmm. normal to-do list. And we make things so complicated.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah. And it's kind of like that in our Christian walk, too. You know, we can make things complicated. Mm-hmm. We can. Yeah. You know, we can make things complicated in serving in our church. We can. There's just so many things in our aspect of our lives that we ourselves do it to ourselves mm-hmm. that we make it too complicated. Yeah. So, Jesus never meant for that. Never did. He is wanting us to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And Jesus's way is simple. We're the ones that make it complicated. Yeah. So that's kind of what he kind of laid on my heart, is just keeping it simple. Really kind of coming back to the basics. Just the regular basics that Jesus has for us. And keeping it simple. Mm-hmm. Did you know that we don't have to have eloquent prayers or conversations? We really don't. You know, I was thinking about that. You know, our office does a lot of letters for other offices, and the way that they're written has to be eloquent. It has to be in doctor terms. Mm-hmm. And it should be, right? Because it's from one doctor to another. But I'm so glad that Jesus doesn't require us to have a special language, a special eloquent prayer, mm-hmm. a special terminology to come pray to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we really truly don't need that terminology to talk to others about Jesus Christ.
Right.
So we don't have to use fancy words to reach people for Jesus. We don't have to take it completely out of context, which is a lot of times what we do. We overthink it. We overcomplicate it. Mm-hmm. The Bible doesn't ever use over-the-top words. Have you ever really read that? Like, okay, for me, King James Version is a little hard to read. I do read a lot out of the NLT Bible. And I know there are some people that would argue that fact of, you know, King James Version, you're not supposed to change the words in the Bible. I understand kind of where you're coming from on that. But I also want to be able to understand the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I kind of need it more in, I don't want to say layman terms, but kind of where I can understand it.
A little more simple.
Right? Mm-hmm. I want to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And so by reading the NLT, if I'm getting a little bit more out of that because it's keeping it more simplified for me, mm-hmm. then I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. The Bible doesn't use over-the-top words.
No.
It doesn't. And when you read it, it's very straightforward and to the point. Even Jesus kept it really simple. Yeah. He did. Mm-hmm. Even with the parables that he spoke, because, you know, at that time, people's eyes weren't open to receive the real truth of Jesus Christ, that he was here, what he was coming here for. There was a veil over their eyes. So Jesus had to talk to groups in parables, but he still kept the parables very simple. Mm-hmm. He gave them stories, if that's what you want to call it. He gave them stories to explain things to them, but he kept the story simple, keeping it simple and keeping it real for them. And that's kind of what we need to do today. Keep it simple in sharing the love of mm-hmm. Christ. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jesus loves you. Yeah. Jesus mm-hmm. died for you. Yeah. There's a book right here that tells about his love for you, mm-hmm. what he's done for you, that you don't have to live depressed, anxiety. You don't have to live in all those things anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The word says it right here.
Yeah.
Very simply. Keeping it simple, keeping it real. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's okay if you get nervous talking to people about Jesus. Sometimes it's hard. I honestly think sometimes it's harder to talk to your own family sometimes than it is a stranger on the street. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be nervous. It is. I mean, it's just human factor to be nervous to talk to people about things, especially people, you know, you don't know. And you're just randomly walking up to them and talking to them. It's very common to be nervous.
Yeah.
I love what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. I've just really been reading in the books that Paul has written in the Bible lately. They just really have been speaking to me. I have read them over and over the last few weeks. And I've been taking my time so I can kind of just really read the in-depth of what Paul's meaning. Paul went through so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, his thorn in the flesh, I really think, you know, there's so many people that speculate what the thorn in the flesh was for him. And I think it kind of goes back to him persecuting so many Christians beforehand. And then God miraculously changing his life and his perspective. And then he becomes one of the most amazing people to go reach people for Jesus. He suffered so much persecution, I think more so than the others did. And I know there's probably a reason for that. And I think he even talks about it, you know, when he's writing. Mm-hmm. But I love what Paul says. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ. Because really, if you think about it, that's all that matters is Jesus Christ. It's not lofty words and impressive wisdom. It's Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling. And my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so that you would not trust in human wisdom, but in the power of God. I think a lot of times God does that for us by keeping it simple, because he gives us the words to speak. Mm-hmm. When we try to do things our way, blowing it out of context, making it more complicated, we don't really have the effectiveness, because God's trying to get us to depend on him to give us the words of the Holy Spirit of what we need to speak to someone.
Yeah.
You know, the last podcast, my sister talked about discernment. God gives us discernment to know what we should be speaking to someone through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So when we come and we have our pretty perfect little speeches and prayers, we're not allowing God to come do what he really wants to do. Mm-hmm. We're making it complicated. He wants to make it simple.
He wants to marinate with you.
Yes. He wants to marinate with you. So when we go, when we're writing down all these perfect prayers and these perfect speeches to talk to people, we're putting our own complicated twist on it. But Jesus says, hey, I have a download for this person over here. If you'll just keep it simple,
yeah,
and let me talk to you,
yeah,
you don't have to use fancy words. I've got the words right here that you need to tell that certain person that they need to hear.
But isn't that the way it kind of goes?
It is.
I remember times that things have been spoken over my life, and it's been the simple things.
Yeah,
you know, I was sitting in church once, and I was like, God, and literally, this is a prophetic word. This prophet was speaking to multiple people. I was not even expecting it. And I asked God, while I was sitting there in the middle of church, how did he see me? And suddenly, the person who was preaching just stopped, and he looked at me, and he pointed at me. God says, God sees you as a sunflower.
Oh.
So don't ever think that God doesn't know what you think.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes the most simple form.
Yeah.
That is the sweetest. The sweetest of things. I'm like, thank you, God. I needed that today. Thank you for seeing me.
Yeah.
In the middle of all the sunflowers that you saw me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's the simple things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it because I love the definition of words to see what it really says. And mm-hmm. the definition of simple is plain, basic, or uncomplicated in form, mm-hmm. nature, or design, without much decoration or ornamentation.
Yeah.
And as you were talking about those words, that we try to use the big words and we try to, and that's not what he wants.
Mm-mm-mm. It's not what speaks to your soul in there.
No,
it's like it needs to be straightforward.
Yeah.
Just like the Bible is straightforward.
Yeah.
Hey, God loves you. He sees you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He died for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves you. You were on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did this for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole meaning of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
He died for you.
Yeah.
He's giving you the hope of eternal life. That you do not have to be eternally damned mm-hmm. to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He died. His blood covers multitudes of sin.
Yeah.
His blood is the ultimate sacrifice for you. That's the simplicity of it right there.
Yeah.
His blood covers you.
Yeah.
You don't have to live in sin anymore. You don't have to live that way. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple that a lot of people don't grasp that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone loved them enough to die for their sins so they could come and be set free
yeah.
and not live tormented lives anymore. It's so simple, but we make it so complicated.
Yeah.
We, as humans, make it so complicated. God forgive us when we have made it complicated.
Yeah.
You have made it simple for us to come. And we have made it complicated. That was never your will or your intention. It wasn't. And as I'm saying this, I don't know why, it just thought to me about the Pharisees. They made it so complicated. They made it about religion. They complicated things. They turned people away from the one true Jesus, the one who was keeping it simple. And they were complicating it beyond measure. And it made me think of when Jesus went in the temple and was overthrowing tables. The righteous anger. Why do we complicate things? We humanly do. Our flesh complicates things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is here saying, it's really simple, guys.
Yeah.
I love you beyond measure.
Mm-hmm.
I laid my life down for you
yeah.
so you could be free, you could be whole, you could be healed,
mm-hmm.
you could be delivered. I am the answer.
Yeah.
I am. I am.
Yeah.
I am the simple answer.
Yeah.
Why are you looking for other things and complicating it? I am. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you need. Everything that you could ever ask for. I am your hope. I'm your salvation. It's simple.
Yeah.
Can you hear me calling? Jesus is calling and it's so simple. But we have complicated it and we've tuned it out. That Jesus is calling. He's calling.
Yeah. He says he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
But it's direct. Doesn't need to be complicated.
Mm-mm.
He says, I am love.
Yeah.
You are his.
Mm-hmm.
Even upon death, his words were simple.
Yeah.
This is amazing. He is the example of how we should be living our lives. He lived simply.
He did.
Mm-hmm. The son of our carpenter.
Yeah.
You know? His mom, his earthly parents.
Yeah.
And then his godly parent.
Mm.
Amazing.
And he still kept it simple.
Yeah, I did.
You know, he's the son of God.
Mm-hmm.
He could have called millions of angels to fight battles on his behalf. He could have done all that. but he kept it simple to show us the love that he has for us, the redemption that he has for us. He went to the other side mm-hmm. and got the keys to death, hell, and the grave to have all authority that we can live with him in eternity. That's the simplicity of it. He lived a simple life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the least simple person on the earth. But he did. He lived a simple life. He didn't make it flashy.
Mm-mm.
He didn't complicate it. So maybe for you, you're feeling like maybe you're not worthy of the call to witness to people. Maybe you feel like you're not educated enough. Maybe you feel like you don't have all the pretty answers, pretty prayers, pretty messages. Guess what? We don't either.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here to keep it simple and keep it real. And that's exactly what Jesus wanted.
Yeah.
Simple and real. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's how his word is. It's yeah. simple. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can stand on the promises of God. They're simple and they're real.
You know, when God called us into this place that we find ourselves in now, years ago when we first had this vision, I do not like speeches. I do not like talking in front of people. I do not enjoy any of that. I still struggle to this day. I hold meetings. I have to speak in front of people all the time. Yep. It is like my daily life. And I have read books on effective speaking. I have read all kinds of things. I have forced myself to be in praise and worship teams. I just do not enjoy this. Like it, I have to overcome that every time. And how ironic. God is so simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you don't have to make it complicated, Carrie.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to make it complicated. I'm calling you and you need to answer.
Yeah.
That was his response. I'm like, God, are you really asking me to go in front of everybody? You know how horrible I speak. He's like, no, I'm still calling you.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of Moses. He made it simple.
Yeah.
God absolutely would have used Moses as a speaker, but Moses asked God not to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm like, God, I will trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a great speaker. I don't plan on being a great speaker. I don't have to be. Mm-hmm. He gives us the words.
Yeah.
And we just have to trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what our calling is. And this is where we're at today.
Yeah.
Making it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Making our little Campbell soup over here as a way of saying, God, let's just sit on this and just sit up with you and just have this moment in our coffee and our tea or whatever. Making it simple.
Yeah.
Simple in gathering together as Christians, mm-hmm. supporting one another, having the soups of the souls over here.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're doing is mm-hmm. making it simple. Because God is like, hey, this doesn't have to be complicated.
Right.
Please don't bring your flesh in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Don't bring
right.
your flesh in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We make it complicated when we do that.
Yeah.
And just reminding ourselves, he doesn't call people he doesn't want to call.
Mm-hmm.
He puts a calling on everyone's life that is uniquely yours.
Right.
Yeah.
And me, the speaker. Something I never would have dreamed. Never would have ever. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because he is God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I see that. I need you in this.
Yeah.
This is your calling. Just like it's Krista's calling. Just like it's Julia's calling. Right. We each have our own calling.
Yeah.
And we have multiple callings in life.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
Sometimes it's not for that time. It's for another
time. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think sometimes too that we complicate it. By looking at others,
yeah,
and say, oh,
comparison,
look at their call. Yeah,
thief of joy.
That's not. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. one of my callings is hospitality.
Yes,
very and, good at that. But you know, I'm like, oh, this is like nothing, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's big because it when I was questioning, like, God, you know, this is like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could go. Yeah, we. Yeah, and he's like. But think about it. So when everybody eats, They might not welcome me, but they'll welcome me through what you prayed over and fixed. And I was like, okay, God.
Yeah.
They can accept you that way, and that's the way that you can speak to them. Then okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, pray about it. He'll show you. He'll tell you the simple way.
Yeah.
Not to blow it out of proportion and to look at others, which I am guilty of that.
I absolutely have. Absolutely.
And it's like, okay, God, sorry. Help me come back to that.
Yeah.
That beginning to look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's real. Comparison is the thief of joy. It truly is.
Yeah.
Because I look at both of you, I'm like, oh, that's great callings. Like, oh, such great callings, and God just brings back, but you have this calling and you have this specific thing, and I've put this into their heart, and I put this into their heart, and I see everyone, and I'm like, it's amazing. That's what the body of Christ is supposed to be.
Yeah.
In unity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each member is supposed to do their own thing.
Right.
And that's what makes the body.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the hand doesn't do what the foot does.
That's right. Like
some people can, but that's not what it's made to be.
It looks like an awkward hand if it's really the foot.
I know, right?
Which kind of goes with, I'm speaking on Wednesday night at the church, and my message is going to be about the vine. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And we can't produce fruit without being in the vine.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of goes when we start complicating things. Our branches get a little dry and brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they break off.
Yeah.
Because we complicate things instead of just going to the source and keeping it simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Direct line.
Yep.
Absolutely. So true. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about that, you know. In all reality, you know, I was looking at trees and I don't know. It's just something I do. Anyway, my husband and I was looking at trees and we're looking at the vines that were coming up. And he was like, we really need to tear down that vine. And I'm just going, we're the vine. You're the branch.
God said no.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, I think there's a purpose in that right there. But really, in all reality, that vine would never survive if it wasn't supported. Mm-hmm. So the branches around it are supported by the main structure, and that is the vine itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jesus is our vine, and if we are not rooted and grounded into that and structured off of the vine, we will not survive.
And
we will bring in our own perceptions, our own wisdom, and that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rely on godly wisdom, on God's word, not bringing in our own. And I think that's the comparison. Mm-hmm. I have been so guilty of that so many times, and praying over that and changing perceptions and going, I really enjoy that one specific thing that they really do because that is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that they can do that. And realizing that's not me. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk in my own calling.
Right. Yeah.
And I think every one of us need to be women of faith and realize that our calling is uniquely ours.
Yes.
But I think we also should appreciate the calling of the other person.
Support
has. Like, I know that Carrie's great at this. So if I am in a need of that, I can ask her, hey, you know, I could use this right now. You're great at this. Will you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I know she would. And the same thing with Krista. I know Krista's great at so. She's got so many talents that, you know, and that's the thing. Appreciate. Don't compare.
Right.
But love them for their talents. Love them for them. And don't push back people because of their talents. Maybe their talents are different than yours. That comparison, drop that. Drop that. That's where the body needs to be in unity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're great at this. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
You're great at this. Can you help me with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then and vice versa. I'm great at this and they ask me to help in that. That's unity. That's helping. That's encouraging. That's uplifting. That's working together.
Mm-hmm.
That's working together. Mm-hmm. It's not complicating things.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it.
Yeah.
Keep it's never simple. Intentions mm-hmm. was to complicate things.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. So keeping that speech simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not overcomplicating things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I am not a person of eloquent words. I literally will just tell you it is. Like, there are times in my life my family's asked me to intervene, and I'm like, just because I will literally tell you. But that is the person that I am. And Krista is so soft-spoken and kind and graceful.
Yeah.
And my sister. But that's what we see.
Yeah.
That's what we see. The kindness, the graciousness. My sister has a high calling. I love it. I love the Esther anointing that she has on herself, that God has anointed her with.
Yeah.
I love these things about the women in the body of Christ and even the men in the body of Christ, where I see that and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But if we could just see that.
Yeah.
As simple.
Yeah.
And God's plan. Yeah. And not comparison. Right. Like, I am not supposed to be that. No. I am uniquely made how God wants me to be.
I always thought of my sister having a Deborah anointing. I've always thought that as a mother that will rise.
Mm-hmm.
The calling of a mother that will rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the eye, Deborah, arose. You know, women of the Bible rose up at different times and occasions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was not by coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have Deborah, you have Esther, but those are just two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bible mentions so many more.
And so full of different women in the Bible.
Yeah. And I'm like, get your tent peg out, ladies. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't be comparing. God gave you your own tent peg to drive into the enemy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You have your own tent peg.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Carry your tent peg.
Right.
Use what God gave you.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate. Keep it simple. God gave you simple things. Use them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Use them how he intended.
Yeah.
Don't put your own fleshly perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you instructions. God's giving you the path.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
You know, I used to really beat up on myself as a younger lady of being a very opinionated and very strong person. That's who I am. And that's just who I have been. And I haven't, there are times in my life that has been really hard for me. Feeling like not enough, like not good enough. Like if I said something, you know, it was always going to be like, oh, here she goes again. Those kind of things. But God made me this way because that's how he made me specifically. Mm. Not every person's that way.
No.
But God has led me to this path to be a leader. And that's what the calling of Deborah is. And the calling of Esther and the calling of Rahab and all the women in the Bible, they used their gifts to be that leadership within the Bible.
Yeah.
And so each one of us are called to be that. Mm-hmm. Each one of us are. And we are the body of Christ who is the leader.
Yes,
that's right. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that he leads us and he guides us and he protects us and he watches over us and we are under his wing. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're so good.
Yeah.
You're so good. And thank you for making each one of us uniquely.
Yeah. Could you imagine if everybody was like me? Oh, my word. We would be in a world of trouble.
Oh, no.
Oh, we would. We would.
I love that he loves variety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. It would get boring if we were all the same.
I know. Right?
But you know, what I love about it is you guys each bring something different.
Mm-hmm.
If it was all the same, man, what a bland world.
Mm-hmm.
You guys come in with different perspectives and thoughts, and then it makes me think of things in a different way. I'm like, oh, wow, I've never thought of it that way. Oh, we could do this instead of this. That's so much better. Like, wow.
My husband said this earlier. He goes, I love it when we have ideas and we talk them over like God created us to do that. He goes, because you see things that I never saw a perspective of.
Yeah.
And I was like, it so surprised me because I thought, well, you know, he's so creative. The thoughts and the ideas that he comes up with is amazing to me. But he goes, but you bring up other things I never would have dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that true about the whole body of Christ? Like each one of us bring our own perspectives and own abilities and own things that God intended.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says he gives gifts.
He does.
The Holy Spirit gives each person gifts.
He does.
So you have a gift. Mm-hmm. Maybe you haven't found your gift yet. Maybe you've been asking God, what is my gift?
Yeah. Maybe you don't realize what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe your gift's been right there the whole time.
Yeah.
And you've complicated it. Mm-hmm. You made it complicated.
Maybe you thought what you think is a weakness is really a strength.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's how I saw it.
Yeah.
That's how I saw myself for years. Exactly. Not realizing that that was actually what God wanted to use within me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't complicate it today. Mm-hmm. God's saying, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Stay in me, the vine.
Yeah.
Stay in the vine. And he will help you with what you need, with your confidence.